Good morning. A cold front is approaching from the west, producing mostly cloudy skies across a large part of interior New York and New England. Still, skies remained mostly clear to partly cloudy in other locations, and many places are starting off in the 30s and lower 40s early this morning, despite an increasing southerly breeze out ahead of the front. Some moisture associated with the front is already moving in the form of a few light rain showers. When the front actually approaches, it will combine with a trough of low pressure pivoting through the Great Lakes to produce more scattered showers later this morning and especially this afternoon. There will not be a lot of rain, but we can expect some unsettled weather today. And out ahead of the front, temperatures will climb through the 40s and into the lower to mid 50s by about lunchtime. After that, and the front passing through, the wind will shift from the south to the west-northwest and temperatures will begin to drop. Readings will fall through the 50s and back into the 40s this afternoon, maybe even some colder readings by nightfall across the higher terrain, and a few scattered rain showers will be accompanied by some wet snowflakes. Skies will begin to clear out tonight, and with the west-northwest breeze pushing the coldest air of the season our way, many places will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows, with widespread frost likely. A nice rebound on Thursday, although brisk and chilly, with mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to mid 40s. High pressure will dominate the weather through the day on Thursday and into Friday, keeping it dry for the end of the week. And a nice rebound behind high pressure on Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and a southwest breeze will push readings into the upper 50s. Another strong disturbance will approach on Saturday with scattered rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and staying in the upper 50s. But behind this disturbance, windy and colder on Sunday, a few rain and snow showers, and highs in the mid 40s. It'll stay chilly into Monday with dry weather and highs in the mid 40s before bouncing back to the lower 50s with the chance of showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level storm is forecast to move very slowly across the southwest United States during the next couple of days. Persistent southwesterly flow ahead of this system will draw tropical moisture northward from Tropical Storm Tara, currently located just offshore from Manzanillo, Mexico. Areas of moderate to heavy rain are already falling across Texas into Louisiana. That's expected to continue, leading to the possibility of flash flooding across central Texas. This stream of tropical moisture from the eastern Pacific will continue into tomorrow, with the highest chance of heavy rain shifting very slowly from central Texas into the northern part of the state. Meanwhile, some heavy rain could develop along the coastal sections of Texas on Thursday near a trough when a stationary front offshore returns as a warm front. Meanwhile, cold air associated with the core of the upper-level system is currently supporting wintry precipitation across the higher elevations of Arizona and New Mexico. The precipitation will slowly progress northward into the central Rockies through tomorrow, with the possibility of heavy snow over the highest terrain in southwestern Colorado. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in light snow and fog, 23 degrees, with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 2 above 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 36, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, lower 60s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers, windy, with highs in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 46, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 7-tenths of an inch above normal, and 34.53 inches for the year, which is 3.13 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 85, set in 1947, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:10 p.m. 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, perhaps some wet snowflakes toward evening. Highs in the upper 40s around midday, then temperatures fall during the afternoon. Windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with scattered showers today, highs in the upper 50s. Windy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, perhaps some wet snowflakes toward evening, with highs in the upper 40s around the midday hour, then temperatures will fall. Windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, highs in the mid-50s. Windy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, highs in the mid-50s around the middle of the day, then temperatures will fall. Windy with scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, quite cool, lower to mid-40s. Milder, mostly sunny Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, upper 50s Saturday. Windy and turning colder Sunday with a few rain and snow showers, mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s Monday. And a few showers on Tuesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.